Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
I'm interested in chapter number 1. Let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's Word. The Bible said in chapter number 1 of Jonah, verse number 1, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Now, if you look in the middle of that verse, the Bible says this: "So he paid the fare thereof, and went down." So he paid the fare thereof and went down. And I want to preach on this thought: what Jonah really paid that night. What did it really cost Jonah that night? Now, Father, I pray that you'd use us tonight. I pray, Lord, that your will and way would be done. God, I pray, Lord, for a little while that you would preach through us tonight, God. Touch the hearts of the hearer. If there's any here lost, I pray, God, that you would save them tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. When we come here into the book of Jonah, we see right off the bat that God has something for Jonah to do. God has a specific plan for Jonah's life. I would say this to each and every one of us sitting here tonight, that God has something for each and every one of us to do. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't think God has nothing for me to do." I've said this many times, and I'll say it again. If God had nothing for you to do, you wouldn't still be here tonight. God would have already called you out of here. God has something for all of us to do. God had something for Jonah to do, but Jonah chosen his own decision and chosen his own power to walk away from what God wanted Jonah to do. Jonah and God had a great plan for Jonah's life. God was going to use Jonah to touch a nation, and God through Jonah was going to bring revival to the nation of Nineveh and to the city of Nineveh. But Jonah chose and Jonah decided to walk away from what God wanted. You see, in walking away from what God wanted, Jonah chose to pay the fare thereof. You see, when Jonah wanted to go away from God, the devil had a boat waiting on Jonah to carry him away from God. Each and every one of us sitting here tonight, we have to make a decision each and every day of our life whether we're going to serve God or we're going to serve self, whether we're going to do what is pleasing to God or we're going to do what is pleasing to self. Every once in a while, my wife will make this statement: "Well, do you think God is pleased with that? Well, you sure acted like a preacher and a Christian right then." Anybody else's wife ever make those kind of statements to you? "You sure, hey, honey, you told them like it was. Boy, Jesus is proud of you." You say, "What do you say back to her?" None of your business, because Jesus wasn't proud of that either. We have to make a decision each and every day on whether we're going to follow God or whether we're going to follow ourselves. Are we going to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh? Or are we going to fulfill the lust of the flesh and not walk in the Spirit? That choice is up to you and I. Nobody else can serve God for me. Nobody else can read my Bible for me. Nobody else can live my life pleasing to God for me. I must do that myself on a daily basis. You see, when Jonah decided that he wanted to live his life the way he wanted to, and when he decided that he wanted to go from the presence of the Lord, it's what the Bible just said to us, then the devil had a boat waiting on him. I've said this statement many times, but let me say it again. The devil will keep you busy doing a good thing to keep you from doing the best thing. The devil, hear me tonight, the devil will put a good thing in front of you to keep you from doing the best thing. And can I say this to you tonight? When you are not doing the best thing that God has for your life, then you are not doing what's best for your life. The devil will always have a boat waiting on you to carry you out of the presence of God. Let me show you two or three things. What did it cost Jonah that night? You know, a lot of times we think about money. And matter of fact, I had a deacon and trustees meeting before church, and we had to talk about money. And there's two or three little things come up, and we was trying to decide on what to do about it, and a little bump about this. And anyway, we think about money anytime that when we say this statement, what it costs somebody. But can I tell you something? It costs Jonah something way more than money. See, money is not everything. We live in a world today where they think it is. We live in a world today where, the Bible even says it this way, the root of evil, the root of all of that is money. Money is the root of all evil. And we're living in a society today where they think that everybody is multimillionaires because you have to get a loan to fill your car up with gas. Now, you can say amen or old me right there. And if you'll go back, I'm not going to call no parties out tonight. I'm not going to do that. But if you'll go back and look at an agenda that they was pushing, and that was going to electric cars, it's hard to get people to go to electric cars when gas is decently priced. But I'm going to get off of that, or Miss Leslie's going to have one of them "Is Jesus Proud of You" moments. Because it makes me madder than a devil, just to be honest with you. I thought about what did it really cost Jonah? Jonah to walk away from the presence of God. Number one, let me show you two or three things and I'll be done. 6:34, give me about 10 or 15 minutes and I'll be done. Number one, I would say this to you tonight. What did it cost Jonah? His partnership with the Lord was broken. His partnership with the Lord was broken. Look in your Bible in verse number 3. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. His partnership with God was broken. You see, there was a night, July the 20th, 1994, that I realized I was lost and on the road to hell. And you know what I'd done that night? I bowed on my knees, repented of my sins, asked Christ to come into my heart and save me. And at that very moment, the Holy Ghost moved in to my life. Now give me a witness right there. Don't get afraid because I said the Holy Ghost, all right? It's all throughout the Bible. The Holy Spirit moved into my life. And ever since that very moment, man, there has been somebody else living inside of me and helping me make the decisions that I do. But when I choose to go against Him, then my partnership with Him is broken. Now, I didn't say I lost my salvation. Somebody say amen. Once saved, always saved. It's eternal life all throughout the Word of God. But there does come a time that we quench the Holy Spirit in our life. We hinder His work in our life. Hey, listen to me. God will never make you do something. We can go all the way back to the book of Genesis in chapter number 3. And God created a perfect world, a perfect environment. Adam and Eve was living in a perfect world, but they chose in their own power to sin for the first time. And whenever they did, God came back to them, made them realize the condition they was in, made a sacrifice for them. But it was up to Adam and Eve to accept that sacrifice and be back in fellowship with God. And whenever I go away from God, my partnership with the Holy Spirit becomes broken. And I say something to you today, I need the Holy Spirit in my life. Can I give you an illustration? If I offend God, and we do from time to time, if I offend God, then I have the Holy Spirit, or I have the Son, to go to God on my behalf. What did the Bible say? He said that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. He said that he was seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. So if I offend God, then I have Jesus, Brother Aaron, to go to God on my behalf. If I offend the Son, then I have the Holy Spirit to go to the Son on my behalf. Because the Bible said in Romans that the Holy Spirit made groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, He talks to the Son for us when we can't talk ourselves. So if I offend God, then I've got Jesus. If I offend Jesus, then I've got the Holy Ghost. But when I offend the Holy Ghost, there is no more go-between between me and the Father and the Son. And Jonah chose that day to pay the price of removing his partnership from the Lord. Have you ever been in that lonely time in your life and it seemed that no one else was around, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there was a sweet peace that come over your soul? Let me tell you what that was. It was the Holy Spirit of God. Has there ever been those times in your car where you was riding up the road and was having a bad day, and maybe a preacher was preaching on the radio, or you was listening to a good gospel song on the radio, or maybe you didn't have nothing on and you was just talking to God, and all of a sudden there was a deep settled peace come through your life? What was that? It was the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when we choose to go against that, our partnership with God is broken. Number one, what did it cost him? His partnership with the Lord was broken. Number two, I thought about this. Not only his partnership with the Lord was broken, but his peace with God was robbed because of his rebellion. His peace with God. There is a peace that passeth all understanding. You ever seen somebody going through the loss of a loved one or some devastating time in their life, and you thought in the back of your mind, I just don't understand how they can be doing that good during this time? You want me to tell you what that is? That is a peace that passeth all understanding. That is a peace that only God can give. A preacher can preach till he's blue in the face. The singers can sing till their voices are gone. You can listen to whatever you want to listen to. But there is a peace that comes from nowhere else but God alone, that is in our life at times. And when Jonah chose to run from the voice of God and go away from what God wanted in his life, he chose to lose the peace of God in his life. What did the Bible say in verse number 4? It said this, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. What was that? That was God's anger kindled against Jonah. And because of that, he lost. What did he pay? What did it cost him? It cost him losing the peace that he had with God. It cost him losing the partnership that he had with the Lord. Can I say something to you tonight? I'm not interested in losing the peace that I have with the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm not interested in losing that peace. Brother Rodney and I was talking about some things this morning, even during Sunday school. He got mad at the Sunday school teacher and laid out this morning and come to my office and complained. I'm just speaking. I don't even know who taught this. Who taught this morning? Josh did. Josh, that's where he was at. He got called to the principal's office. But anyway, we was talking about some things, and I looked at Brother Rodney, and here's what I said to him. I said, Brother Rodney, I'm not worried about it anymore. I'm not going to allow myself to not sleep at night. I'm not going to allow myself to not eat over this. I'm not worried about it anymore. I'm washing my hands to this. You want me to tell you the reason why? Because there is a peace of God in my soul tonight, and there's nothing in this world worth losing that peace over. What did it cost him? It cost him his partnership. It cost him his peace. But I thought about this. I'm going to hurry. I've got a bunch wrote down that I could say underneath that. But I thought about this. What did it cost him? It cost him his power of influence over others. When you start in verse number 5 and read down through verse number 10, I'm not for the sake of time, but the people on that ship began to question who he was. Began to question what he was doing on this boat. Who are you? So instead of Jonah having a positive influence over them, it become a negative influence in their life. You see, when you run from God, it will cost you a positive influence on others. Hear me tonight. You're one of two. You're either a positive or a negative influence on everybody you're around. You're either a positive or a negative influence on everybody you're around. There's some people, Brother Stan, I'm just not going to be around them much. Let me tell you the reason why. If I am, Brother Mark, before I leave, I need to go get some nerve medication. The world's coming to an end. Hear me and hear me well. You would be a whole lot happier to turn the stinking news off and not even listen to it or watch it. It's not going to change anything. Just turn it off and forget about it and read the Word of God. Amen. That's good preaching if I am doing it. You say, well, preacher, how long has it been since you? I can't tell you the last time I watched the news. My time and my sanity is more valuable to me. My daddy was coming up a road the other night, and my mama answered the phone. I called him. I call him every night. I call him every morning. And I called him, and they was coming up the road, and all I could hear was the president in the background. And my dad, he was mumbling. I'm not so sure he wasn't cussing underneath his breath. And I told mama, I said, turn that mess off. I said, that's the reason Daddy's been so wound up. But me and Leslie was talking about it the other night. I said, I don't know what in the world's wrong with Daddy the past week, but man, he's been wound tighter than a tick on a dog's back. Something's wrong. Let me tell you what it is. He's been listening to all the news. Put every bit of that to the side because it's going to have an influence on your life. I thought about this. Several years ago, it had snowed, and we were snow sledding. And we had went down to the bottom of the hill and we had made a ramp. And I got some scripture for that junk now. And I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. Old Bailey was standing there. I mean, you know, he's just petite and just moves like a gazelle. And we said, Bailey, why don't you get on that sled and go off that hill? Well, you know Bailey. My golly, he pulled his britches up. He sat down on that sled, and I'm telling you, it was like grease lightning going off that hill. Whoo! And when he got to the bottom, he hit that ramp. And when he did, his feet went just as straight up in the air. And he was completely inverted. He was completely upside down. And the first thing that hit as he started down was his head. Now, I don't know if y'all have looked at Bailey lately, but when you get all of that upside down and your head is the first thing that hits, it's a wonder he's here. I took off running and I got over to him. He jumped up and he was... I said, son, are you okay? I said, talk to me. I said, what's wrong? Yeah, knocked the breath out of him. Now, let me tell you what happened that night. There was an influence in his life. It was Josh. I had nothing to do with it. I said, Bailey, you don't need to go down that hill, honey. You'll get hurt. Don't do nothing crazy like that. Lord, forgive me and bless all the pygmies in Africa. He jumped on. I thought he was dead. You remember it? I thought he was dead. I thought it was truthfully the walking dead. He got his breath back. He said, boys, that hurt. Somebody had an influence in his life. Let me tell you the reason some of you are sitting in this building tonight, because somebody had an influence in your life. Because somebody made an impact in your life. Jonah lost. What did he pay? What did it cost him? It cost him a positive influence. It cost him a positive influence. What did it cost him? I'm about done. It cost him his partnership with the Lord. It cost him his peace with God. It cost him his power of influence. But I thought about this. It cost him his possibilities or opportunities of serving the Lord further. You say, well, preacher, but in chapter number 2, he gets right with God. In chapter number 3, he goes to Nineveh. He preaches, and God sends revival to Nineveh. 3 million people. God sends revival to Nineveh, and the whole place has revival, and God shakes the place. And what do you mean he lost opportunity? Those 3 days that he wasn't there, I wonder how many of them died and went to hell those 3 days. I wonder how many died those 3 days without a gospel witness, all because Jonah chose to pay the fare thereof. When you choose, I want you to hear me tonight. I promise you, I'm right now done. It's 6:48. When you choose to take the boat the devil's got for you, you're going to miss out on some opportunities. You're going to miss out on some opportunities. You're going to miss out on some chances to serve God in ways that a lot of people never gets to serve God. Let me tell you the reason why. You decided to do a good thing instead of the best thing. Let me tell you the reason why. You decided to get on the boat. You decided to pay the fare thereof. And all the while in your mind, you say, well, boy, everything's going to be fine. Hey, you know what? Jonah didn't expect his boat to sink. I'm going to start playing softly. I've never thought about this, Brother Josh. Jonah didn't expect that boat to be cast off of it, to go into the depths of the sea, and to die in the depths. He died. Jonah died. If Jonah didn't die, Jesus didn't die. Because according to the New Testament, Jonah is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth, so shall Christ be 3 nights, 3 days and 3 nights in the center of the earth. Jonah died. Jonah didn't expect to happen what happened. But it did. Why? Because he chose to get on the boat. He chose to pass up those great opportunities. I have, down through the years, and I'm not even going to use it as illustrations here. I could, but I'm not. Prior to me coming here, I lived in a pastor's home for 21 years till I got married. And boy, I have seen people growing up, and my dad would say, you know what, son? God's got his hand on that individual right there. I believe God's going to use them if the devil doesn't get in the way. You know, I believe I'll use them to do this and to do this at the church and to do this. And all of a sudden, the devil sailed a boat by. Brother Aaron, they decided to get on that boat. They may have still come to church, but boy, the possibilities of what they could have done was vanished away. Why? Because they chose to get on the boat. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. When we choose to do our own thing and not die to ourselves and be submissive to God, I don't know who I'm preaching to. Boy, Brother Heath, I believe in all of my heart, if I've ever preached to somebody, I am right now. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. Don't let the Here's the last thing. What it cost him? It cost him his partnership with the Lord, his peace with God, his power of influence, his possibility of opportunity serving the Lord. I'm going to say one thing lastly that it cost him. It cost him the prize of some rewards in heaven. The prize of some rewards in heaven. Because there was 3 days Daddy didn't do nothing. It cost him some blood on his hands in heaven. Because there were some that died while Jonah was running from the presence of the Lord. Years ago, Brother John Dorsey was here, and he stood up and he said this in the middle of a service. He said, if you let go of the prayers you're praying, you will lose the peace you're living in. Boy, how true that is. If you let go of the prayers that you're praying, you will lose the peace that you're living in. If you let go of your praise, you will lose your provisions. And then he said this, if you let go of your people, you will lose your place. And there's a lot of people that has let go of the area that God has put them to serve, and because of that, they lost their place. I want to ask you a question, and I'm done. That's my favorite part of a message, is saying I'm done. 6:53. Wanted to be done by 7, so I still got a little bit of change. I want to ask you a question. Are you willing to pay the fare thereof? Are you willing to lose your influence? Are you willing to lose your partnership with the Lord? Are you... The devil is so good at what he does. The devil is so good at what he does. He was good enough to influence a band of angels in heaven to follow him out of heaven to hell. That's how good Satan is. Are you hearing the preacher? The devil will sell you a boat and sell you out on its God's will and give you a counterfeit peace that you're doing God's will until you get cast out of the boat. Because I promise you, if you're a child of God and you sail on the boat, you will get cast out of it. The judgment of God will come. I said it this morning and I say it tonight. You may get what you want. Are you hearing me? You may get what you want, but you're going to lose what you have. You're going to lose what you have. There's a lot of men of God. Boy, I could call names tonight. Brother Aaron, there's a lot of men of God that got their eyes on something besides the ministry. And they got what they wanted, but they lost what they had. And tonight you may be chasing after a boat, and you may get it. But you're going to lose what you got. Are you willing to do that? There's been a few times over the years that I've told Miss Leslie I would really like to go sit down with that individual and say, not ugly, not mean, not arrogantly, but in all humbleness, and Miss Regina look at him and say, I tried to tell you. I preached the Bible to you. I tried my best. God sent messages to you and you chose to sail the boat. And when their dreams crumble in around them, you want sometimes, Brother Joe, to go, I tried. I tried. Boy, there's one in my mind right now that Leslie and I sat with, and we begged them to not make the decision they did. And they made it anyway. And I can't tell you the last time they sat on a church pew. That'll never happen to me, preacher. That's what they said. If the devil pulled an angel out of heaven, I promise you he can pull you out of a church pew. Are you willing to pay the fare thereof?